No, I hit record by accident. Oh, that's a great way to start a podcast.
It is a great way to start, isn't it?
Lovely. Yes, from my last podcast, I am not dead, so...
That's good.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My last podcast was kind of depressing.
It was, I listened to it.
Very depressing.
Yeah.
But I am back and feeling better. Mental health is still crap, but at least I'm introducing you guys to my girlfriend, Catherine.
Hi.
Yeah. And we are recording this on Valentine's Day as well, which probably you guys should know.
Not for long, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not for long.
Oh my God, it's 11 o'clock. Anyway, this is probably going to come out on the 15th instead.
Yeah, probably. It's going to go to past 12, yeah.
It's 11 o'clock already? How long were we on call for?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
We're on call for an hour, I think.
Oh. It didn't feel like an hour.
It didn't feel like an hour, no.
Alright, so, I miss doing podcasts. I can't lie, they were always so much fun.
What do you do in podcasts?
Well, most of my podcasts were just talking about deep stuff.
Fair enough.
Like drugs, mental health, right. Death. So kind of like a more darker version of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Fair enough.
That is probably why I lost a bunch of followers. Because, yeah, like I said, my last podcast was July 10th. It's now 2023, and it is now...
It's not now 2023.
No, but it is now...
Oh, yeah.
14th of February 2024. I did take a massive break. I think I didn't take much of a break from YouTube, though. Oh, on YouTube, I'm now on 100 subscribers. 101 now.
Hey.
Yay. Anyway, so today we are going to be doing Who Knows Who More, and don't really know what questions to ask, so I'll use Google for help.
Yeah, just use Google.
Yeah, I'm going to use Google
for
help.
Yeah, just use Google.
Also, to make sure I can actually see the timing of the podcast,
mm-hmm.
I shall drag it here. There we go. What are you doing? Aha. All right, there we go. Knows who... More couple questions.
Oh my god,
couple questions.
Fun.
That is not really. What do I
consider?
These are good ones. All
right. Right. First impressions.
What was my first impression of you? Funny and
really.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And just really sweet. Of course. Well, you know my last ex. So it's kind of like, oh my God, someone who's actually really nice. This is strange.
This is
a strange feeling.
No, I know the feeling.
Cool. But, pretty cute as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
What was my first... Oh, also, I've got, like, a massive cough, so if I, like, cough,
he's
like, God knows how...
He's
I don't have COVID.
COVID.
No, the last time I had COVID was on my YouTube channel, which you should subscribe to. Anyway, oh, what was that? And anyway, what was my first impression
of you? Well, right,
put
so...
Put the mic very close to you.
Well, I met you on Yubo, obviously.
Yep. The worst app, and look,
and you almost swiped off me.
Yes, that is true, because your profile was just a bunch of numbers and a very pixely photo.
I couldn't find a good picture, so I had to just improvise.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know whether I should swipe. It could be a sex bot, or it could actually be a proper person.
I don't know if I should be flattered or not.
Screw it. But well, you're not a sex bot.
I hope not.
That'd be pretty concerning.
It would be a bit concerning.
Yeah.
I mean, I am 16, so that would be
exactly.
You know you're concerned.
Actually, I'm 17, so...
Yeah, that's not creepy.
But yeah,
Yeah.
So it's a bit like, what do I do? But I thought, swipe it. If it ends up being a normal person, it ends up being a normal person. If it's a, hi, honey, how are you? Then, yeah, I know. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I'll let you finish. Right. Well, your profile had like... What was your profile like? I forgot what it was.
I forgot as well. It was just photos of me in IKEA and Weird Al stuff.
And it was also a picture of you vaping. And honestly, when I saw that, that was a bit...
Yeah, that was ages ago.
Yeah. when I saw that, I was kind of like, right. I was like, all right, okay. should I continue talking to this person? I apologize. I'm very judgmental. I apologize. Oh, I know.
No.
But yeah, so I kind of saw that and I was like, all right, I'll get to know him. If he's an asshole, then I'll just ditch him. And you weren't an asshole.
I'm a dickhead, you know. Andrew Tate, you know. Yeah, drug. Oh. Anyway.
Thankfully not. No.
No. God, I hate that prick.
But I thought you were sweet. I did.
Aww.
And I got to know you more, and I realised we have a lot in common.
Yes, so much in common.
And we kind of like...
And like what I said, we're literally like Michael and Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Although you haven't watched much of The Office, have you?
No. We've got to watch it together.
Yes.
Yes.
Once you've watched The Office, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, probably will.
Oh my God, we are literally like Michael and Holly. I've got dark hair, and you've got blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's got dark hair. Holly's got blonde hair.
Yes.
Anyway...
Right, what's the next one?
Who is my biggest role model?
How is that a couple's question?
I don't know. I guess it's just who knows who more. I have a lot of role models, I can't lie.
Nicolas Cage.
True, I do love Nicolas Cage. I haven't really talked about him as much, but I guess Robin Williams.
You have at least 50 pictures of him on your camera roll, more than that, actually.
66, actually.
Is he close enough? That's going to help. There we go.
Right. My biggest role model is, surprisingly enough, Robin Williams.
Yes. I love him.
Because he always knows how to make people laugh whenever they're down, and I try and do my best to do the same thing by acting completely stupid. But I'm actually not stupid. Saying that, I said stupid. Not stupid. Stupid, that sounds better.
Is it not stupid?
I thought everyone's... I say stupid. Yeah, I say stupid as well.
I don't know why, but it's just stupid.
I mix both.
Yeah.
But yeah, Robin Williams is probably my biggest role model.
He's great.
Mm. And surprisingly enough, he has smiling depression.
Oh.
We have something in common.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, let's not make this dark like my last podcast.
You know, just your goal for like every podcast is, you know,
dark comedy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, who's your biggest role model?
There's too many to choose from. I love Jennifer Tilly. Oh my God, I love that woman.
I don't know who that
is. So great.
Jennifer Tilly, agent.
Well, oh yeah, search her up, yeah.
Jennifer Tilly?
I mean, she was Tiffany in the Chucky movie.
Oh, yeah, that's what you... Yeah, no, I recognize it. Was she on Friends?
Probably.
I swear she's on Friends, because she ends up... Liar, liar, that's where I recognize her from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon she's in any of the... Chucky's.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky.
She's great.
I swear
she's funny and Family Guy. I think she still is.
Ah.
As well.
I swear she's from Friends. Because she plays one of the, you know, I just got back from Britain, you know, London, and I got this accent, and look what I can do. I swear that's her.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. So Jennifer Tilly.
Mm-hmm. She's so good.
Nice. Where is my favourite place to go when I'm sad?
You don't know that about me, do you?
Hmm?
You don't know that about me, do you?
I feel like I know, but I'm not too sure. But
go on. What do you think?
Your room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. With you, there's a number of different places.
Hmm?
With you, there's a number of different places.
Because
we'll just go around Bristol, you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is true. Okay, where is my favourite place to go when I'm sad?
Bristol, just around Bristol. But there are more places.
But how?
Yeah, I mean, you said you bike.
Yeah. Whenever I'm sad or just after having a stressful day of college, I love to ride my bike around Bristol at night as well. But not in the dodgy areas. I leave them out.
Better not be in the dodgy areas.
No, I ain't going through St. Paul's at dark. God, no. But...
That stresses me out, that dude, when you say you're out at night. I'm like, maybe don't do that.
Where are you?
Exactly. Because you could be like, how? Because it's like, what if I wake up in the morning and you message me and be like, hey, so.
What's up? I died.
Exactly. Yeah, what would I do? I'd be stuffed, I would.
Stuffed?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Not like that. Why are you stuffed? It's English slang.
But yeah, on my bike. Listen to Tyler the Creator or any music, and
yeah.
I am feeling so much better. I fucking love Tyler the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's my favorite way to spend time with you? Oh, we both know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Of course. Yes, so I can see my answer, then you can, oh yeah, of course, of course. We danced.
Danced that, oh yeah.
That was so fun.
Yes.
That was fun. We were standing here as well.
Oh yeah.
We were standing here.
We're literally recording in my front room.
Yeah.
This isn't exactly like a recording studio. I've just got a mic attached to my laptop. So, yeah.
Very professional.
Very professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think?
My favourite way to spend time with you? Probably what we were doing earlier, in the bedroom, chilling out, listening to Tyler.
That just sounds dodgy. But yeah.
Yeah, in my bedroom.
Yeah, it was fun.
What do I consider my life perfect? What the hell does that mean? Go, I need to update, come to you think of it. It keeps on popping up so much. Update available. Yeah. I've had this since 2020, which is a good idea. Anyway, what do I consider my life purpose? What does that mean?
I don't know, like goal, maybe? Goal,
yeah.
Maybe like goal.
What do I consider my life purpose?
That is a great question, that is. Well, I can't just say one. Like, you have a lot of, like, goals in that, innit? Like, well, you're doing, like, music and stuff and, like, recording and stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah, I guess probably filmmaking, I guess.
Probably. I like you'd be good at that.
Living.
Yeah, living. That's always good.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Do you know mine, though?
Hmm?
Do you know mine, though?
I would say, but it's probably cringy.
Go on.
Staying with me?
Well, obviously. I thought that was obvious.
I don't know. Oh no, you said you're doing travel and tourism, so I guess like...
I love travelling.
Mm, so, travelling around the world then?
I said, well, if I become a flight attendant, I think I get like certain cheaper flights than that. So I'll take you with me and we'll go around somewhere.
Yes! Oh, you got to go to Chiang Mai.
Yes.
Oh, that's a lovely place. You would love people there. It is so different from England. It's so like...
I'd assume so. England is
so miserable. But England in Thailand, so there's though. So many people, like, so happy. And like when I said I was smiling at someone, like, I was walking past, I smiled at someone, they smiled back. If I was doing that in England, they'd be like, oh, what you nonce.
They'd be like, what are you doing, bruv?
You're bruv, I'll chef you up, serve you on a plate with garnish. Yeah.
Yes, they would say that.
Never been mugged before. Yeah.
You've never been mugged before?
I've never been mugged
before. You've never been mugged before?
You've been mugged before?
No, I don't know why that was shocking for me. I don't know.
You haven't been mugged?
Not that I know of. I don't think have I?
I don't know.
Wait, that is a great question. Not that I recall anyway. I might have done, I don't know. Not that I recall. No one's come up to me and be like, hey, give me your stuff, because no one's done that. But I've been burgled, though.
You've been burgled?
Yeah.
Burgled.
They, like, burgled. Got through my roof or something. It was a whole thing.
Just knocking on the roof, like, yo!
I was out.
Let me in. Oh.
Yeah, I was out. They stole, like, a ton of stuff. Oh, my gosh, what was this? I was, like, 6. I don't know. It was a while ago. It was my old house in England.
These are new questions. Oh, all right. What is my big... No, we've already answered that.
I've already done that. Yeah, purple
color. What's my favourite colour? Oh.
Purple and green.
Yes, I love purple and green. Yours is...
Can you guess mine?
Blue and black?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So. There is probably more, but I know you love blue and black because you always wear
black. How do you know that I like blue?
Probably because everything you have is blue.
Okay, right. Should we go through the list?
Yes. Right, okay. All right, let's go through the list.
So I've got my bag, my purse. My shirt, my hoodie.
Yeah.
What else? There is more. There is a lot more.
Eyes,
but yeah. What else do I own? I own more blue stuff. I just can't figure. My phone.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that.
My credit card.
Yeah.
And let's read out the credit card details real quick.
Yeah. Let's just give everyone my card information. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah. My phone background.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. There is more stuff. I just cannot think of it right now. Yeah.
Do you have any other favourite colours?
Maybe just those two, really. Yeah. I like every colour, to be fair, but let's narrow it down.
What goals do I want to reach this year?
Already done that one. Well, it's this year. Let me have it this year.
This year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know that.
I think so.
Well, there is quite a few, but one of us the main one.
So?
You have to try and guess.
I don't know. It could be anything when it comes to you.
Probably getting over the addiction.
That's good. Again, I'll try and help you with that.
Yes.
I'm not going to be forceful about it because there's no point because it ain't going to get anywhere.
No.
Which is why I'm kind of just like trying to help it's you. Like,
it's like with one of my mates who like does drugs.
Mm.
I'm always there like every single time. Like, not every single time, but sometimes whenever I see him, I'm there like, I know it seems weird, but it's like, have you done any drugs recently? And she's like, no. And I'm there like, hey, good, that's good. And sometimes she's there like, yeah. And it's like, oh, come on. And then she's there like, yeah, but it's a party. And it's like, all right, fair enough. But come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm going to attempt to this year hopefully help you.
Yes.
Because, yeah, that cough, I'm still convinced just because of that. You can say it's not, but I'm convinced it is.
All right.
What else?
Oh, yeah. And I haven't asked you that yet. What goals do you want to reach this year? No, what goal? Yeah, what goals do you want to reach? I'm trying to figure it out.
Who's going to hear this podcast? Anyone that I like.
676
people. So no
people.
One in my household.
No. It's
well, Stan's like
two. Oh, yeah. I think I know that.
Right. Can you guess? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Fair enough. My sister just stumbled across this podcast.
No. What podcast?
Yeah, what podcast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where that is?
Oh my god,
I will keep saying that every time.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What did I want to be as a kid?
I never knew you.
Yeah,
I didn't know you.
I've
known you for like a month now.
No, yeah, true.
That's crazy.
Most
6th of January to be exact. But yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of these are just kid things, though.
Something dodgy.
No. I mean, like what every kid wants to be when they're younger.
No, obviously, yeah. I'm gonna let you hold this because I don't want to knock it over.
That's right. What did I want to be as a kid?
I don't know half of these because I didn't know you as a kid.
I know that one. I know what I'm gonna say for that one. I literally saw that one and was like, ooh, who's my favorite teacher? I have a lot of favorite teachers when I was younger. Anyway, what did I want to be as a kid? I'll just tell you. When I was younger, I wanted to be a cop, but then realizing
a cop.
Yep.
Do you mean a police officer?
Yeah, fuzz, hot fuzz.
You're American now.
American.
Cop, American.
Yeah, I want to be a cop, then didn't want to be a cop, then I want to be a forensic scientist, then realised on how annoying that would be, because maths. And then an astrophysicist, although I'm tempted to still be an astrophysicist, because I love space.
Fair enough. Oh, you do love space.
I freaking love space. Well, you know how many Stephen Hawking books I've got.
Yes. Many.
What did you want to be as a kid? I'm trying to figure that out.
I've always wanted to be a singer. That's like my all time.
Yes.
Because I love to
sing. I can
sing.
Imagine you as a singer.
Really?
I love to sing as well, but can't because my voice is too deep. When I was younger, I was an awesome singer. Not really, but I like to sing. Still do now.
I can see you as a singer.
I would love to be a singer, but mainly more garage rock.
Yes.
So I don't have to focus on the soft melodies and high pitches because I cannot do that whatsoever.
Have you seen those bands in like the 90s and stuff? The
yes.
Garage bands. Oh, so cool.
My favorite, it's not really 90s, but my favorite garage band is Mike Kroll. Oh, freaking love him.
Who's your favorite like old singer? I love Frank Sinatra is my favorite.
Yeah, I have a lot of favorite old singers, but I guess I have to see Frank Sinatra as well.
I love Frank Sinatra.
I know you love Frank Sinatra.
I freaking
that's your
love
favorite
Frank Sinatra.
Artist.
Yes. I could go on about Frank Sinatra all day.
I could go about Tyler the Creator all day. And you know I would.
Oh, I know you would, yeah.
Especially Nicolas Cage.
Of course. We'll put this jacket on.
Shut up about Nicolas Cage! No, you wouldn't say that anyway.
I would never say that now.
What's my favorite activity to do with you?
I think PG.
Oh, no, I've sworn on this podcast many times.
Oh, fair enough.
I've talked about suicide on this podcast. Right, I don't know any other kids are going to be like, no, no, how dare
you? You get cancelled.
I probably would have got cancelled many times on this podcast. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm. Some people are very judgmental with some things.
Oh, like yeah, it's 2024 now. Come on.
Mm-hmm. People use that as like a backup. They're like, oh, it's 2024. Who cares?
Ooh.
Onto my leg.
Whoa. Okay, what is my favorite activity to do with you? And I know that one as well.
Yeah.
Don't say. It's not.
I know.
It's not anything weird. I haven't done that yet.
No, of course not. Oh no, because with teenage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love dancing with you. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's
same. Really Yeah,
that's really fun. Because, like, what is he like sitting in you? But on, like, Turn of the Creator, like, Flower Boy.
Yes.
And then we'll just be, like, dancing around.
Flower Boy, Igor, Come If You Get Lost. And the fact that we danced to Are We Still Friends, a really sad song.
We did as well. I remember that. But it was. Yeah.
That was, like, the weirdest song to ever dance to. Mm-hmm. A really sad song, but the beat to it.
It was really romantic, though.
Yeah,
it was
how on earth is a song saying "Are we still friends?" really romantic? Actually, no, saying that people dance to the song "Careless Whisper," and that is a breakup song. That is a breakup song.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well,
that.
I think very depressing breakup song.
Careless Whisper.
Well, could you not tell? Tonight the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd. Maybe it's better this way. You probably know.
See, now I think, yeah.
Yeah. People are like, we could have been, literally the biggest hint.
Right,
we could have been so good together. It's like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess dancing. All right, where was I born? Earth.
Yeah. So I'm giving up my general location.
Where was I born? In my mother's womb.
No, really? That's crazy. That's,
like, I'm not gonna say where I was born. Anyway, this is my location. This is where.
Well, you pretty much told everyone where you lived a minute ago when you talk about Bristol.
Oh yeah, I live at Bristol. You know, I live in this place as well.
No, Corey Nelson is gonna come after me. Exactly.
I haven't told you much about my teachers.
I know you haven't. I'm always.
No, I guess my favorite teacher is Bash.
Who?
Bash.
Fair enough. Again.
Yeah. I don't really know much about. Actually, no, Miss Mathias from my primary school. She was lovely.
I had a time. Miss Matthews is great. I loved her. She's great. She was my form teacher from year 7 to year 10 when I moved schools.
Mm.
So, there are a lot of good ones.
Hmm. Who was my favorite band in high school? Yeah, high school.
Queen.
Queen.
I love Queen.
I know, because your music taste is freaking awesome.
Thanks.
Other than some other people who only listen to really crappy music. Anyway.
TikTok.
It's from TikTok. Oh my god, Tyler the Creator. I've heard him from TikTok.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
My favorite band.
You have siblings?
Secondary. Which of my siblings is my favorite? Wait,
You have siblings?
Mama! What's going on here? Favorite band in high school. I mean, in secondary, I did start listening to Tyler the Creator a lot more because of Anthpo.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as I do now.
Fair enough.
Favorite band? I don't.
Should we say singer slash band? Because I feel like that
makes more
sense.
Singer slash band. I don't really know my favorite singer slash band in high school.
What did you listen to anything like?
I used to listen to a lot of music, but I can't really remember what music I used to listen to. I guess Tyler the Creator all the time.
Fair enough.
Just playing with my hair now, aren't you?
Because it's like really cool.
It's gonna be. How's it gonna be? I know it's gonna sound wrong over the mic, but it's gonna be very sticky.
Yeah.
Not in that way. Curl cream.
You sound like Cameron when you said that. It's great. I want you guys to meet because I thought like you guys would get along really well.
Yes.
Because he loves space and he loves trains and stuff. So.
Which of my siblings is my favourite? All right, now you got to know, even I'm a lone child, which of my siblings is my favourite?
Which one's your favourite?
Yeah, God, I have a bunch of siblings, oh, you yeah, know, yeah.
We got Ronald, we got Caitlin, we got freaking Daniel, we got everyone, bro. I just named random people, I don't know.
Should we just say favourite friend?
Sure.
Your mates listen to this being like, bro,
you have a lot of
what friends. About me?
You have a lot of friends.
I do.
You do have a lot of friends.
Like I said, it's hard to pick which one's my favourite because I actually have decent friends who aren't dickheads.
Well, that's always good. I mean, they seem cool. You know what that is.
Oh my God. Yeah, they're all lovely. It is hard to pick
my
favourite.
They do seem really cool from what I've heard of them.
But yeah, Alex, he's awesome. Josh, he's pretty good.
Why'd you pause?
I do like Josh. I can't lie, he is pretty funny. But I love Simon though. Simon's awesome. I think everyone agrees that Simon is my favorite. He's so innocent. Oh, love him. Jacob, he has got to be the chillest religious person I've ever met because he does not go on about it. He doesn't bang it in your face every single set. Not that way. he's just so nice. And of course, like with the Bible verses, because I'm not meaning this in a hateful religious way, but I just hate whenever people bang on about Bible verses.
When they kind of shove it in your face as well.
Yeah, but he uses them at such perfect times and like actual moments where you actually need the Bible verses.
Yeah.
And it's like, I respect that guy so much.
Valid.
I do have a lot of friends. Sophie, I know she's my ex, but you've seen her. She's lovely. Yeah.
I ain't judging. I'm friends with my exes, not like that, but you know what I mean.
Don't you have a lot of friends though? That's really, it is hard to pick my favorite friends. I'm a cheat. All of them because they're all nice. Least favorite.
They're not gonna kill you now.
No. Again, it is so hard to pick my favorite friend. It's
you
like
have to pick your favorite mate. Okay.
Which one do I pick?
Because they seem really cool, so.
Oh, and Jack's awesome. He's my new mate, but he loves Tyler the Creator as well. So it's like, and his wallpaper is the mugshot of him, and that is freaking awesome. All right, okay. Your favorite friends?
I cannot pick just one.
I know it's difficult, isn't it?
It is really difficult.
It's so difficult.
I've got Cameron. Okay, I'm gonna try and name more. If I miss out,
got Cameron. You got Cameron. You got Cameron. You got Cameron.
Cameron's really cool. If I'm mates with you in real life and I miss you out, I do apologize. My brain is not in the right place right now. Right, we've got Francesca. She's really cool. Lily, Cameron, Lucy.
You named Lily twice.
They're both Lily.
No, I know.
Spelled differently, but yeah.
Yes.
Jasmine. Jasmine's really cool.
Jasmine is an awesome name.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of that's freaking awesome.
You, me, or something, which was me.
Hey, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get interrogated though, aren't I?
Maybe. A lot of them.
What are you doing there?
Exactly. We got Holly, Grace, Jake. Love Jake.
Holly. Yeah, no, sorry, there's someone in my college called Holly as well. She's. You like her as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, sorry, carry on. Yeah.
God, I've definitely missed out people, and if they listen to this podcast, they're going to get very mad at me.
No, I'm joking,
Lucy, Kelly, Justin. I need to stop naming people because I'm gonna forget someone and I'm gonna get shouted out. So, and some other cool people that if I haven't mentioned you, I apologize. But you're all really cool, and I appreciate every single one of you.
Timer is running out, but I can just record and just
do
another one anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, it just kind of puts it as a audio file, so that's fine.
Favorite sibling? I've got two of them, and I'm hoping they don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
you know my sibling.
Don't have to say.
You know my siblings.
Yes.
So you know all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, I can't pick because I you know how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a middle child, so it's...
Right.
Yeah.
What's my favorite ice cream flavor?
That's a great question. I don't think we've had this conversation before.
Not really. It's not really questions we ask. Like, what is your
favorite ice cream? Right, I need your opinions.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
What's your opinion?
No, I'm joking.
I haven't finished
the question yet. Oh, and 5, 4, we can continue this in literally a second. Oh my god, we're back. It's like we never left. Anyway, Literally. Anyway, Leah, carry on.
Mint ice cream, what's your opinion?
Oh my god, that is my favourite.
Same.
Hey!
Mint ginger is my favourite. Oh, I freaking love it. I will eat it all day. Because I know some people have controversy over it. You okay?
Yep.
You know why that is?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a pretty quick question.
It was. I love mint ginger ice cream.
What was my favourite trip I've taken? I mean, I've taken multiple trips when I was younger. But you know my main one.
Mm-hmm.
Chiang Mai.
Yes.
Thailand. Oh, now I've got to know yours because you've taken a lot of trips.
Yeah.
I would say Turkey, but Turkey, I'm not too sure.
Turkey was good. I just couldn't do much.
Mm.
I went to America.
Nice.
April last year. Really good. Went to Disney, which is fun.
Oh.
We got to go there eventually.
Yes, but that's probably super expensive.
Yeah, but I'll have flight attendant flights and that. Yes. So.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just not expensive for two people. Because we were gonna go and tell you
that. I know, but the food and stuff.
True.
Yeah. Who doesn't love paying
true
50 quid for a waffle? I mean, it's not 50 quid, but still.
Very true. I am currently bleeding, so hold this. It's my leg.
Oh.
We're fine. I'm all good. For so long. You're good. You good?
How is your leg bleeding?
Blisters.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got plasters.
Do you?
Yeah.
Should you take a break quickly?
Yeah.
Wait, is this saved?
Yeah, we'll save.
Oh, frick.
Yeah, I'll stop recording now. Oh, it's just stopped.
Oh.
What?
What did you do?
I don't know what I've done. Oh, it's just stopping now. Right. July 11th. Oh, I remember that one.
Which one?
That one.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I uploaded that one?
That was nice.
What are you doing to it?
It's just nice. Don't get any ideas, Jesus.
Alright, come on. Oh, okay, now we're back. For now, I guess. I know.
It doesn't end again.
I don't know what happened. Do I play a musical instrument?
The accordion.
Yeah. Oh, okay, now we're back. For now, I guess. I know.
It doesn't end again.
I don't know what happened. Do I play a musical instrument?
The accordion.
Yeah. Is it fully back now?
I hope so.
We shall find out. Alright, okay.
Seems but like yeah. It.
Well, you know I play the accordion. I also play the ocarina.
Mm-hmm.
Not very well though, but I have got a new one. I think
it was quite good.
It wasn't the greatest.
But the other day it was quite good.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I am nowhere any musical talented apart from singing-ish. Not really the kind of. Defense.
Oh, charity. I know a charity that I'll donate to 100%.
Cancer Research Wales.
I donate to help Bristol's homeless. I'm donated because I don't know how, because they don't have any charities up. But yeah, if I had to, it would be help Bristol's homeless.
And Make a Wish is really good because I follow them on Instagram as well, which they, and yeah, they do a lot of good stuff for kids that really need it, and it's a really good cause.
When the 5-year-old kid sees Spider-Man, really happy, but then he realizes what's happening. Spider-Man! Oh.
That's so depressing.
If I could have any animal as a pet, you know this one. If I could have any animal as a pet, what would it be?
Oh, there are two of those answers. There's one platypus and one pigeon. Platypus or pigeon?
Yes. Platypus and pigeon. Hell yeah.
Do you remember when that pigeon ate the bread out of my hand? It was so cool. That was the first time I met you, was it?
Yeah. Either a dog or a pigeon.
Yeah. I used to have a dog. His name was Boris. Loved him.
Boris. Boris Johnson.
I have a picture of Boris Johnson looking like a red man on my phone, and the caption's like, Boris the Red Man.
Deep questions for couples.
What's your best pickup line?
How you doing?
All right, Joey, calm down. Mine is, did it hurt?
Yeah.
When you fell from a vending machine because you're a whole snack.
I love the science one. Are you strategically arranged carbon atoms because you shine bright like a diamond? All right.
Are you from Tennessee because you're the only ten I see?
How do you think I talk about you to my friends and family?
From what I've heard good things.
No, I say horrible things.
Oh, no,
I
you can
say like that. Yeah, yeah. I say like yeah, horrible things. Yeah. No, I say nice things.
I brag about you to my friends have genuinely talked about it. Like they're just like, oh yeah, they're just like you seem to go on about him a lot, and I'm like, yeah, I do because I brag about my boyfriend because it's like, I'm proud. Like it's just really cool. Like, it's really cool. Because I've never met anyone like you before.
Mm.
And it's really cool.
Same.
Like.
And literally like me.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, both ways. Like, full on like me. And also like me as well.
You're just that is really cringy, really cool but oh well. You are as well. Mega cool person.
You are as well. Mm-hmm. Very chill. I like that.
Yeah, I don't get that angry easily. Like, when I get angry, that's how you, like, no.
I still remember when one of the fat kids, like, properly fat kids, I was quite chonky when I was younger, and I did have... Oh. See, I did kind of have man tits. I still do now. I love my man tits. But one of them went and said, oh, look at you, you got tits. And I was like, yeah, I know they're bigger than yours.
Was it a girl who said that?
No, but a guy who said that.
Oh.
They weren't really bigger than his. Mine were normal, but his were like, I just, so were you jealous or something? It's like, I one thing I find really confusing is why fat people start and target someone who's quite chonky. Like, like your mum's the size of a house, shut up. I mean, I've seen one of their mums and they are the size of a house.
I can't comment on this. I can't comment on this.
Alright. How do I think you talk about me to your friends and family?
Go on, no, go on. How do you think I do?
Oh yeah, no, I already asked you that.
Yeah, but how do you think I do? I just brag about you. I could go on about you for ages. I cannot stop talking about you.
I just talk about you a lot as well, and I'm just like, oh, look at me
my Catherine previous photos on my phone. Oh. Let me show you right now.
Whoa.
Not like that.
Whoa,
not
whoa.
Look, this is all of you. On the call. A bunch of screenshots on the call because you look great at every angle. Look.
So do you as well.
Oh, that's Lucy. But yeah, yeah. Look. Am I obsessed? Absolutely, but it's fine. Look.
But one sad thing I gotta admit, I think I've got more photos of Nicolas Cage than I do of you.
Oh, see, that's understandable. That's understandable.
I just realised that then. It's like, hang on, how many photos do I even have?
I've got more than 49. They're just all like, okay. A lot of that's of you sleeping. I don't know what I was doing. I was a bit creepy, but it's fine.
Take as many screenshots of him sleeping.
Exactly.
I asked for my Yubo.
That was, yeah, Yubo.
Yeah. That was actually a pretty good photo.
It was a good photo. Oh, that was a remake.
IKEA. Being lost in IKEA.
That one.
Oh, that was a pretty. My hair then.
Look at your hair.
Look, my hair is so beautiful there, and now it is.
That was cool.
Not great.
Yeah. That was my hoodie as well.
Yeah, of course I'm wearing your hoodie. I'm still wearing it. Am I wearing a scrunchie?
You are wearing a scrunchie.
I am.
Well, yeah, because I used it earlier, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
How many friends do I consider close friends?
All of mine, I'm close. To be fair,
same.
I don't have a not close friend. They're all very close.
My least close friend.
That's a great close friend.
Yeah, that is a brilliant close friend. I don't really have one, to be honest.
They're all just really close.
No, I do have close friends. I don't really have, like, not... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I consider all my mates close. Because I talk to them on a regular basis, so...
What are my friends' opinions of you?
I don't know that one, actually. I mean, I don't know. I've heard... I mean,
they
I've met one of your mates.
They seem to like you a lot.
That's good.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet them as well.
Yes! Oh, no, they would definitely like you, 100%.
I hope so.
I know they will. What are
my mates would just interrogate you because
yes,
I feel like they would like you, but they'd interrogate. I mean, you've met a couple of them actually. You met Mackenzie.
Yes, I've met.
I forgot to mention. I was going to mention Mackenzie. Sorry, I said that already. No, Mackenzie, Emily, and Larry as well. I forgot to mention them earlier, but and Grace and Holly, all of those. I forgot to mention when we talked about mates earlier, but yeah, I knew I'd forget someone. Mm-hmm.
What's my zodiac sign?
Oh. Do you know mine?
No, I don't really do zodiac signs. Actually, neither of us do.
I know
what's
mine.
What's your zodiac sign?
I know mine. Do you not know yours?
Oh, yeah, I know mine.
I know mine. See, I know mine, but I don't know yours. She's like, something I should learn. Wait.
Ooh.
Taurus,
yes.
I need that for her. I need that.
You're such a Taurus.
You're such a Taurus.
You're such a tortoise.
You're such a tortoise, yeah. I hate when people blame their behaviour on their zodiac sign. They go,
sorry, I killed him, sir. I was a Taurus.
Imagine if that whole would have been caught. Sorry, I accidentally killed this person. I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm.
Just the biggest money-grabbing shit ever.
They make books on that as well, which I respect if people are into that, like, because that's none of my business. But when they use it to get away with things, it's like...
Yeah. What's my favourite kind of flower? I have two favourite flowers. You don't know them, do you?
I don't think you told me.
No, but it is the hibiscus flower and the lotus flower.
Yes.
What are your favourite flowers?
Ooh, I like...
That's actually kind of handy to know, come to think of it. So anyway, what are your favourite flowers?
Wait, what are yours? I've got to write them down.
I don't think you can get any hibiscus flowers or lotus flowers.
I'm writing them down. What is it?
Hibiscus and lotus.
Can you spell that for me?
I don't know. You're asking a dyslexic person how to spell. Hibiscus. Lotus. Spell hibiscus lotus. Is it actually saying it right now? Yeah. Oh my god.
Thanks. Right.
Now you got spell hibiscus lotus, spell hibiscus lotus.
I just, like, whenever someone says flowers, I instantly think of Minecraft. You know the Minecraft blue flower?
I love the pixely flowers.
The Minecraft blue flower. Yeah, I love tulips. And roses, because you got me a rose, and honestly, I love it. Last time I had a rose, I gave it to my mate, even though I wanted it. I don't know why I did that. But yeah, I'm keeping that. I'm putting that in my room and I'm going to frame it.
I'm so tempted to make a joke for this next question.
Go on.
If I open a business, what would it be?
Go on.
Porn. No, I'm joking.
I knew you'd say that.
I mean, if I can actually officially make St. Ghostface Studios a business, then that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't...
Mine would just, I don't know. I'd start a record label.
Record label, nice.
Yeah, I'd start a record label.
Yeah, record label.
Mm-hmm. Record label.
Interest questions. What's my favourite YouTube, Robbie? Oh my god.
They're just random, aren't they?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, we are not doing those. What?
What the That is a great question, that is.
Mm-hmm. Funny questions.
Right.
Yay.
Comedy, innit?
Yeah. Do I prefer eggs or what?
What?
Do I prefer a singular dancing? Make a date out of it. Online therapy.
Are those people okay?
What is that image? You know, I'm gonna save that.
They picked the most random images.
I'm actually gonna save that for the so then for the image.
For the image of the profile.
Yeah, for the image of the.
Also, when you did a podcast before, was there like a live chat? Because it seemed like you were talking to people through the chat and you wanted people to join.
No, I was using stereo, but I've been banned off of that so many times because of my age.
Oh.
Yeah,
You're 17.
I was 16 at the time.
Okay, fair enough.
So, like, every single time I was on there, someone asked me, how old are you? And I was like, why do you want to know? And I was like, no, I just want to know. It's like, all right, then 16. Then she left and I was like, I bet I'm going to get banned. And just as I said that, a minute later, banned. So now I just remain anonymous, and because of my deep voice as well. Anonymous.
Yes.
Interest question. Sexy questions for couples. Yeah.
Those are some really interesting questions.
Those are some weird ass questions. What?
That is a great question, actually, now I think about it.
Every single time I see threesome, I think of Barney Stinson's The Devil Freeway.
Fair enough.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, you know my love language.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Affection, mainly.
Yes. Physical touch, but the good kind of physical touch. Not the creepy.
Yeah.
I like hugs. Like, literally what you're doing now. That's nice. That sounds wrong. That's going to be wrong over the mic.
That's really dodgy.
She is hugging me. That is what she is doing. Mm-hmm. And it feels really nice. I like hugs. Mm-hmm. Hugs are my favorite thing.
Me too.
Favorite TV show. I have one of my favorite TV shows that I still watch and is still pissed off. Got cancelled. My Name is Earl.
Was that on Netflix?
It is on Disney Plus.
Oh, Disney Plus, alright, fair enough.
It is a good show.
I love Has Been Hotel. I could go on about that show all day. I mean, have you seen A Husk in Angel Dust? Like,
no.
Their dynamic is amazing. I'm hoping to get together. I don't know if it's canon or not, but it depends. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to get you into that show.
Yes.
So, it's really good.
How many languages do I speak?
Well, you're learning Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, yeah, I'm learning Ukrainian, but I'm not really fluent in it yet. Sadly, I wish I could be fluent in it. I didn't realize, what is your love language? Probably the same, isn't it?
Same.
Yeah.
I'm like playfully mean, but not in a mean way.
You're so funny. Boom. The mic dropped just as I said that.
I'll call you an idiot, but then I feel bad about it. Because I don't mean it in a genuine way. I mean it in like a jokey way. Like, oh my gosh, I said an idiot, but not in a rude way. Like, whenever I say it, I mean it, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I said an idiot. And I'll feel bad about it. Because I'll be like, no, I don't mean it literally.
I know. Right. Okay, what is my favourite book series? Book or series?
Well, I mean, you like fantastic, like that.
The Harry Potter stuff? Mm-hmm. I haven't read them. But I do love the movies. But favorite books here. I gotta admit, I'm getting into my Five Nights at Freddy's book again.
Mm-hmm.
Into the Pit is the only one that I've actually fully read. Like, that is the one book that I have fully read, and I don't read books fully. So I'll have to say.
Because I'll read a book and then I'll stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll get back
in like months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite song? Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, wait, what's your favorite book? Or series?
I'm not really a big reader, to be honest. I do read, though, but, like, not much.
Really. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
What is my favourite song?
Tired it's going to be different,
but one song. What See, is my... It is going to be difficult. No, I do have one. What? Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Oh, yes! I love that
my
song.
My all-time favourite song.
That was... I listened to song growing up. Yes, that was fine. She smacked me in the face. Yes, yeah,
I know your favorite song, Frank Sinatra, "All of Me," "All Me." What's it called? Hang on, I got it on Spotify because I added it onto a playlist. So then I always know what your favorite song is.
Yeah, your hands were really nice.
I did just have a bath.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, you know.
Yummy. What's the song? You're gonna quit out now that I press that, aren't you? Casually in a Wi-Fi zone, but I forgot to put on Wi-Fi. That would
well, that
probably
would that
help.
Would have been smart. Would have been really smart.
Thanks, Mike. You're doing a great job at being a stand.
I would step it up there, but then it would move the mouse around. So
that's okay. No, I don't want to get rid of Spotify. Fucking connect, you prick. Alright, was it this one?
I'm letting you figure out that one for yourself.
All of Me, Frank Sinatra. That's what you said, your favourite song.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Wait, what is your favourite song?
I can't pick just one. I like Not Another Song About Love by Hollywood Ending. That's a great song.
What one?
Not Another Song About Love by Hollywood Ending.
Oh.
It's a great song. Also, yeah, Frank Sinatra. Oh my gosh. Freaking love him. Yeah, I could go on about him all day. I love My Way. My Way is so good. Fly Me to the Moon and My Way. They are my top. And the one he sung with his wife. I forgot what it's called, but the one he sung with his wife. An Old Fashioned Love song. A great one.
Old Fashioned Love song. Oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of songs I love. Hardware Store by Weird Al Yankovic. And currently my new favourite song is a Bob's Burgers song, but it is beautiful. Can I play a little bit of it?
It's gonna get copyright.
Oh well. That Valentine's Day, right now.
Yeah.
This is the song that I listen to.
What?
Yeah, because honestly, this song is so fucking amazing.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get your gift? To have a different life. I think I'm getting you. Yeah. I need to get it to you.
It's okay. I mean, this is a fucking awesome gift at the moment. You sleeping around.
Yeah, I did not expect that. This was last minute. She told me I was staying around. Because I like to look at the picture. It's a good song.
Violins, man.
I love violins.
I know, I'm going to actually stop because that song, I'm not going to, I don't care about copyright. I've been copyrighted so many times on my YouTube.
Yeah,
all you
I
see,
noticed
all
that.
You see on my YouTube studio is just copyright, 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 copyright.
I cannot say much. I can't say much. All my videos, my old videos are copyrighted. How do I still have more subscribers than you when you seem to post way more than I, last time I posted was like 2019. So I can't really say much. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not those questions.
Copyright, copyright, copyright. Yeah.
Copyright.
Yeah, where is it? See, I can't show you now. Copyright, copyright, copyright. Yeah. When was the last time I posted? 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago. Okay, right. Yeah. We're running out of questions, so yeah.
Deep questions. Like, damn.
Yeah. Oh, song as well, Loser Baby by Husband Hotel.
Oh, you did say that one.
Mm-hmm. The duet between Husk and Angel Dust is so good. They're talking about how depressing their lives are. That's a really good song.
Nine 31. Why did my last relationship end?
Ooh, that's a fun question, but if I say that, the person, I'm still mates with that person, so I can't, because I'm still mates with that person. You met them earlier, didn't you?
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, you did tell me, yeah.
Freaky story.
But, yeah, why did my last relationship end?
That, again, is a fantastic question.
No.
You did great, I promise. Okay, wait, you take it then.
Get in. I can never turn it off, I just realised that. Wait.
Oh.
There we go. Oh yeah, I ain't really gonna say why my last relationship ended. Although I did, I'm saying I don't want to go.
Did you listen to these?
No, but I was about to say I don't want to go too personal. But I did just say on my blah, 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 damn.
You're so good at words.
On my last podcast, on how I did try to end myself. So I guess that's Jesus not really Christ. As personal.
Depression time.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, she was just abusive. That's it.
Yeah.
And okay, yeah. Oh yeah, because you guys know that the last one of the many last things she said to me was, because of course she went and said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna speak to you, but not alone." And I was like, "Why? I'm not gonna be here." So she went and said, "What do you mean you're not gonna be here? Are you that pathetic in life that you're gonna go ahead and kill yourself?"
Fucking bitch! Remind me this girl in real life. I swear to God, I'll beat her up.
I was like, damn, because the thing is, I broke up with her in a nice, simple way. Not mean, I mean, I did say we can still be friends, but I know it's going to take you some time, so just take your time, and you know I'm still going to be here. Not anymore, fuck you.
Again, if I meet this girl, she ain't, you know, wanna.
I know.
Warn this girl before I meet her, okay? If you ever see
why her, would I warn her?
I know, I just think, because I will fucking, oh, I will slam her, I will slam her. You know I can crush people,
yes.
And I will,
yes,
I will,
I know, crush you. I will pick me up.
I can pick you up.
I mean, I'm 9 stone. I'm very light.
I can throw you.
Don't throw me. I'm not going to
throw you. I mean, hypothetically, I totally could, but I'm not going to. I can throw my brother, and you know how freaking heavy he is, respectfully. Not in a bad way. He's just a really heavy child. I don't know. But yeah, I will throw this girl. If I see her in real life, I'll pick her up and I will chuck her into the road. Please don't call the police on me. Self-defense. We've just got to get her to hit me first, then I can throw her.
True.
Because then it's
hit
fine.
Me, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll throw her. Guess that's kind of
again,
it.
Again, this girl comes to you again, you tell me, and I swear to God. You better. Because I swear to God. I ain't going to hold back.
I know you
won't. I will not fucking hold back.
Hang on, you're on about me worrying that I'm going to go to prison for tripping up someone who's stealing okay, from right, Poundland. But
this
you're
is
on
different.
About literally
this
beating my ex to a pulp. Not literally.
It.
Yeah, I know, but so does a thief.
Yeah, because you were shouting. Someone
stealing from Poundland.
Basically,
oh,
some,
yeah.
Right, yeah, basically some woman was like stealing from Poundland. I don't really see what was going on. But, and then he was basically being like, oh, thief. And I'm like elbowing me like, shut up. But, so yeah.
Thief.
I was basically elbowing him, like, shut the hell up. Right. Yeah. You were just shouting thief, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. I guess that's it. I don't really know what else, and to be honest, this podcast is going to be freaking long anyway.
Do people listen to these?
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been fun, to be fair.
Yeah,
I've never
this
done
has
this
actually
before.
Been pretty fun,
I've never
surprisingly.
Done this before. I just posted edits and that in it. Don't know. You know my old videos, they were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess see you guys soon, probably in the next year.
Bet.
Bye bye.
See ya.